that's all that matters. That what matters is being healthy enough to wake up every day and live a full life with your future spouse, fiance, and, you know, you're going to start your life together. It just not may not be in the timeline that you thought.
Hey everybody, happy Wednesday. Today I am talking to a 2020 bride. Now, if you are a bride, I definitely think that this podcast will be useful and helpful to you. If you are not a bride, I think it will also be interesting to listen to. If you are a bridal professional and you found yourself here because you listened to Jasmine and my podcast about our perspective as bridal professionals, I think that this is a very useful podcast to learn and to be able to extend empathy to the brides that you are contacting and working to work around as much as you can. As things are all up in the air and we're still trying to figure out how we're going to work through all of this, I think it's important to stay grounded in just care and empathy for, you know, what they're going through. Obviously, planning a wedding is no small feat, and especially with the timing of things, some of these weddings were already fully planned. Some of them were in the beginning stages, some of them in the middle. We know how kind of involved booking a wedding is, so obviously, there can be a high level of stress or just anxiety and sadness around the situation. But for better or for worse, I do feel like the quarantine is highlighting, you know, what really is the priority of getting married in the first place. So today I have my friend on. Her name is Lindsay, and she is a 2020 bride. Now, I am doing her hair for her wedding. However, again, there's so many things up in the air. So I'm going to let her talk about her perspective because she is the bride living through it. I just kind of want to gather where she's at emotionally and see how things have been for her. If you are a bride, look, I extend my empathy to you. This is obviously nothing like we've ever seen before, so who could imagine? Just know in, like, you know, years from now, when you're talking to your kids or your grandkids, how crazy is it that you're going to be able to say that your wedding was impacted by COVID-19? I know it's not like helping the sting of things right now, but you can persevere and you can make it through this and you can keep the priority of your marriage and of, you know, your plans to live a life of love with your partner at the forefront of the entire situation. So let's give Lindsay a phone call and we can get into it.
Hello.
Hey girl.
What's up?
Not much. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm hanging on the couch with the pup.
Oh, the pup. I know. Crazy that you have a dog now.
I know. He's so cute.
He really is.
He sleeps all day, though. He's like a little newborn.
Yeah, totally. Don't get used to it. They grow so fast.
I know, but he's only going to be like 15 pounds.
He's so cute.
I know. He's super tiny, so I'm hoping he stays that way.
What kind of dog is
he? We'll see.
Is he?
It's a Cavapoo. King Charles Cavalier and a poodle.
Yeah, he's super cute. He looks like a little, for listeners, he looks like a little teddy bear with, like, curly, like, soft, like, chestnut, beautiful fur or hair. Do they shed?
Yeah. No, they're hypoallergenic. No, I haven't found one hair.
Nice.
He's a very smart dog since he's part poodle. I mean, he, like, runs to the door and scratches it when he has to go out already.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good pup.
Well, congratulations on you and Jimmy's firstborn.
Yeah. Right? Our first baby.
Yeah. So I just did like the intro and actually, honestly, I didn't plan on starting it this way, but I just realized just how many brides there are that have been massively affected by everything going on. Like, I think the sheer number, thinking about all the weekends that have gone by and all the numbers of wedding on each day of the weekend, like, there's a chunk of people that are, you know, having to deal with this.
I know. My venue group has already rescheduled over 100 weddings. Wow. Probably more now since I first talked to them a couple weeks ago. That's what they had said. So, craziness.
Totally.
Craziness.
I actually am recording an episode with Jasmine after I talked to you today. And Jasmine is a makeup artist and she runs a makeup company in Philadelphia. And they do a large number of weddings as a company. And so, obviously, she's been on the back end very affected by this as well. Like, trying to reschedule and stuff, you know. But I said in the beginning, I'm like, you know, if you're not a bride, I think this will be interesting to listen to. If you are a bride, I think it will be super interesting to listen to because I want to talk about what this is doing emotionally, obviously, for people. And then if you're a professional, for people that do hair for weddings and the people that are going to be, you know, finding themselves listening to Jasmine and me talking, should listen to this as well so that they can really do their best to come from, you know, like pure empathy about the situation. It's not easy for anybody. So I think it's important professionals remember that while they work through rescheduling and doing the best they can too, you know?
Yeah. It's been crazy. And I feel I haven't had to deal with talking to vendors really yet. Cause obviously my wedding's not rescheduled yet. I mean, I'm working through this every single day and it's something new every day, but, just before this call, I was talking to my venue group and they finally gave me available dates that I could potentially soft hold, that became available. So now I'm like starting to think like, okay, well now like, you know, if I do soft hold that, then I have to reach out to all my vendors.
All right. So to be completely transparent, me and Lindsay got into like an immediate conversation, but then we were like, let's double back and you can introduce yourself. So this is me editing because I don't have that many editing skills. So I'm just going to like put this in the middle. And then here is Lindsay's intro next. So enjoy our convo.
So my name is Lindsay Mullen. I'm 27 years old. Went to high school with Kelsey, who I'm speaking with right now. And actually, ironically, we also went to hair school together.
We did.
So I went to hair school right out of college. Wasn't for me.
No, right out of high school.
I don't know if it was.
Right out of high school.
Sorry. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Right out of high school. So I guess almost 10 years ago.
I know.
People say, like, that's crazy to think about how long ago that was when you're that young and you're like, oh, my God, like, you're so old. And then you're actually find yourself in that position.
Mm-hmm.
And it so naturally happens. Mm-hmm. It's like, holy crap, how am I this old?
You know what's crazy, too, is, like, the difference between, like, say, 23 and 25. You know?
Crazy.
21 and 26.
And 25 to 27.
Yeah. Yeah. Every year is like a whole new trip.
It really is. And then there's some like me that are getting married and I know I'm supposed to be introducing myself and I'm sorry.
No, we let it flow. It's whatever.
Sidetrack easily. But I don't even remember what I was saying.
And there's people like you are getting married and then there's like people like me. I'm very single and I want to buy a van and people, yeah.
There's some people that are getting married and then it's such like a transitional period where I feel like a lot of people at this age that aren't in the position I'm in will look at someone like me and think that they're behind. But I also then look at people in, you know, that are single or, you know, in a relationship but not, you know, engaged or not getting married or, you know, still living at home or, you know, just buying a house and I'm thinking, am I moving too fast? Like, should I slow down and enjoy life a little bit more? Like,
no, you should just, we should all just drop the comparison. It all looks different for everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's kind of where I was going with it is I just feel like everyone lives their own life and you just kind of have to relax and realize that your cards are going to be dealt and just have faith with the cards that you're dealt with and get through life.
Yeah.
That's just, you know, what you were dealt. Yeah, anyway, so I went to hair school with Kelsey. I didn't like it. It wasn't for me. I think it was honestly the school. We could get to that. That turned me off to the whole idea. But, I mean, you learn hair in the salon. You do not learn it in school. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. I think that you learn it once you're in that setting, just like a lot of things.
Yeah.
So I just never got to that point. So I went to college, West Virginia University. I went for a marketing degree, graduated, and now I work for Merck. I work on the market research team for Gardasil 9, so the HPV vaccine. And that could be a whole nother podcast. But, so that's what I do. Got engaged to my now fiancé, Jimmy Montague.
Shout out to Jimmy.
yeah, shout out to me, we can get to that. March 2nd, 2019, so last year, and our wedding date is July 31st, 2020, cross our fingers, in parentheses. But, yeah, so should I, do you want me to talk about how we met, or?
Yeah, I mean, so I don't know. You know, I always see these, like, how we met stories, so I always kind of felt like brides, like to hear those stories. But I don't know, you're a bride, you know? I said, I'm like, I don't have the perspective of a bride, so I'm going to let, like, I want you to talk about, you know, talk to the brides. As if you're talking to a group of, like, 100 brides right now that are in the same situation as you. That's what I'm going to get into as far as the question goes. Well, let's just jump to the question, because you can touch on Jimmy there as well, like, how he's dealing with it on his own or whatever. But, you know, how has the quarantine affected you guys, I guess, emotionally? Like, how are you feeling? Has it been an emotional roller coaster where, like, one day is okay and one day is great and one day is not? And then, like, how do you plan on coping with that, if you have a plan for coping with it? Or are you kind of day by day? How do you imagine other brides are feeling right now?
Yeah, I'm sure people listening that know me are probably going to, like, crack up, because I obviously am, let's see, I'm an anxious person, and I know, you know, not everyone knows that, but I'm super anxious. I always overthink everything. I'm paranoid, and this is just not a good situation for me. I never expected my wedding to, you know, be in the middle of a pandemic. I'm a roller coaster of emotions. When it first happened in March, I was like, there's no way my wedding will be affected. Honestly, I forgot about weddings. Like, I to be quite honest with you, when it first happened, I wasn't even thinking, oh, weddings will be canceled. And then you start seeing it on Facebook, and I'm on a bunch of different podcast groups on Facebook, and like podcast a lot of them groups. Have like subgroups. Yeah, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and then I'll join Facebook groups for all the listeners.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and there'll be different subgroups. Like, I'm in a Philly one, and then there's a wedding one, and all the weddings. Like, I've learned so many different things. I'm getting a lot of information. But yeah, I started seeing, like, my wedding's going to be canceled, my wedding's going to be affected, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, my wedding's in 5 months, is mine going to be affected? There's no way, there's no way, there's literally no way.
Yeah.
And every week that got closer and closer, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, we are getting closer, and it's only been 45 days since the quarantine even started, since the stay-at-home order started. And so much has changed. So I'm like, it's 45 days, or my wedding's in 90 days. So, you know, 90 days. Like, is it possible that my wedding could be affected? And every day closer, I get more and more anxious. Some days I wake up, like, completely a mess, crying. Like, how could this even be happening? Other days I'll wake up, like, my family's healthy, I'm healthy, Jimmy's healthy, my nieces and nephews are healthy, my neighbors are healthy, what am I even upset about in the wedding? Other days I'll wake up and say, screw that, sorry, I don't mean to sound insensitive, but this is how it's affecting me. It's just, it's crazy. And, you know, Jimmy will come home and I'm sobbing on the couch, and he's like, oh my gosh, what's wrong? And then another day he'll come home and I'll be like, you know what, it's fine, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
He thinks I'm going insane.
Oh man, yeah, I can imagine that there's like thousands of other women in the same predicament, and, you know, or people planning weddings in the same predicament, in this emotional roller coaster. So, you know, I kind of want to figure out and talk to you about, from my opinion, right, and I'm not in the position, I'm not being affected the way that you are at all, or that any bride is, but, and you know the theme of my podcast, so essentially, like you said in the beginning, basically, you got to go with faith here that, like, the cards that you're being dealt, everything is meaningful and purposeful, and not in a way that's negative. Like, everything, there's a win inside of every situation. So what is this quarantine doing as far as, like, highlighting the true importance of, you know, the commitment that you're making to the person that you love? Like, that still remains. And you've seen, you know, still, we're crossing our fingers and knocking on wood that your wedding will happen. But, like, you've seen people continue with their weddings and at least take that vow to each other and show, because they just want to be married, and they understand that, like, their partner is their most is their number one priority, you know, is like that love and celebrating that love and going through with the commitment that they want to do when they want to do it and kind of maintaining a little bit of control in a situation that is entirely out of anyone's control. I've seen that happen. Have you seen people doing that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's something that I've thought about for myself as well. But, you know, you see it all over. I think someone from high school just got married this weekend on Zoom, but they're having their big wedding in August. And I think that that's beautiful because at the end of the day, I have faith and I also have a very strong relationship with God. And that's, you know, that's my path on, in life that I am. And I feel like this is a huge wake-up call. Everyone is affected differently, but for me, it's a huge wake-up call, like, shaking me back to reality and saying, like, what is the real reason that you're getting married to this person? What is the most important thing? And that's the fact that we love each other and we want to build a life together. And at the end of the day, that's what we're going to do. No matter when it happens or how it happens, that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And that's one constant, you know, that isn't going to change.
So,
you know, you think about your backup plans and you think about, you know, what potentially might happen that day. And you think about, you know, the fact that this is all a bunch of unknown and I can't control anything. And for someone that so likes to control the situation, this is way out of her comfort zone. So you just have to stick to that, you know, constant that you wake up every day next to that person and you're happy and you know that ultimately nothing's going to change that. That's what's keeping me sane. And I feel like that's what's keeping a lot of women sane. And if you look in the mirror and realize that's not what the most important thing is, maybe you should check the situation you're in.
Right.
And maybe that's what it is for some people. You know, some people might realize that it might not be right for them, but for me it is.
Right, and that's,
and it only made me realize it more.
Right, exactly. And I just had, like, a visual in my head of, like, imagine, like, a pot boiling with water. And, of course, if it keeps boiling, like, the water starts to come off. So as this has progressed and things are getting canceled and, you know, people are, like, as the options start to leave the pot, meaning, like, there's nothing left, meaning, like, you know, you can't have a group of 200 together, or then you keep getting hit with all of this news and these things. At the very bottom, the last thing to survive and, like, the last boiling piece is going to be that union and the love. It's just pure love at the end that, you know, you want to celebrate. And that can't be quarantined, to be cheesy with it, but it can't, you know. So even if it means postponing, so say people have to go through the process of postponing, you know, the date that they want, at the end of the day, the love is still going to be there. And it's even more of a time to have fun and enjoy being a fiance, you know, like, enjoy that time, because you're not going to get that time back, because you're going to be married. And then
absolutely. I also want to touch on the fact that there's probably a lot of brides that'll listen to this. It's like, that's what people tell me all the time, and I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Because I know I love my fiance, but I, you know, I want to get married, and this is a bunch of bull. I don't know if we can curse on this, bull crap. This is a bunch of bull crap that I don't deserve and that no one deserves. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's right, too. You know, everybody has the right to feel what they want to feel. And there's days that I wake up that, you know, my mom calls me, and my mom will call me, like, every day, and my mom will say that, and I'm like, I don't want to hear it, and I'll hang up on her because I don't want to hear that.
Everybody's feelings, but, they're valid. You're valid in your feelings, whatever they are, but at some point, like, I think when you're backed into a corner, right, you have no option. What will give you purpose? Like, feeling, what I'm trying to say is, like, if you have no option, you, at some point, you get to choose how you're going to see the situation, how you're going to feel. So I would want for people, and again, I'm not in the situation, so I can't, and I am sure people are beating you to death with, like, it's okay, things are okay. But for yourself, I'm just saying, for your own sanity, for your own peace of mind right now, like, choose between thoughts and choose to maintain your level of peace during this as much as you can, as much as you can. I just hate for people to live in, like, anxiety and sadness right now. And I think that, you know, getting to a more sound, like, mental space about it would just include again, living in faith and living in gratitude, you're right, for the things that you do have. And but also knowing that you're valid in your feelings and you're able to feel the way you're going to feel. Because the more you let those feelings marinate and you go through them, I think the less that they'll show up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
No, you're spot on. You're spot on.
There's no easy answer with this, and that's what's tough. Like, it's tough because working on the other side of things, too, talking to brides, I just feel for you guys. Like, I wish that I could say more or do more, but we can't. Nobody can. And it's, there's, you know, no answers. Hence why, you know, Alyssa came up with this kind of concept to talk to friends and be like, how is the quarantine affecting you? Because she's, like, misorganized in structure. And I've been loving it, though, because it's the most unique time ever in like history for us. So it's been nice to reach out to people and say, hey, like, you're not alone in these feelings and yada yada yada.
Yeah, everyone has a different perspective, and like I said, it's affected everybody differently. Like, there's some people that are affected hands-on, like a family member has gotten coronavirus. You know, there's someone like Alyssa that's a nurse that's on the front lines that's dealing with, I mean, she's an ER nurse. So I know. She's crazy things.
Yeah.
You know, there's some people, small business owners, there's older people, there's, you know, like elderly people that are, you know, really, really quarantined that can't leave their house, that people are going grocery shopping for them. There's pregnant women that, you know, out there that are going through a whole different thing. It's just everybody is dealing with it differently. And everyone's touched on in a different way. I mean, there's some people that are just home that, you know, nobody's been sick. They don't have a special event coming up. They're just home. But they might have, you know, some, they might be not handling being stuck at home well. It's just everyone is
On the extreme level, too, there's people that are stuck home with abusers. There's people that are not even able to, you know, stuck home with no food. There's people with, you know, there's people in dangerous situations right now. And I kind of battled with, like, even podcasting because I felt almost guilty about how fortunate I am to be able to just do this. And I don't want to minimize, like, the effects and the resounding effects that this whole situation has on everyone. But then I was like, you know what, I honestly, in the last 2 weeks of my life, I feel like I have found purpose to just speak on God in the way that I want to, and in a way that is, you know, like, chill and approachable and casual and friendly, because that's what it really is, and that's how a relationship to God really feels. And I think that it can help so much of our generation is, like, you know, so deep in anxiety. And sometimes it tends to be the end of the conversation. It's just like, oh, I have anxiety. And then it's like, okay, but let's talk about how you can work to have more peace. And little things, like how to wake up.
What
are your options here? Because there are options. And that's what I'm just excited to keep, like, talking about with people. Because I've found, like, so many people have been reaching out, just hitting me up. And I didn't even assume. You should never assume, but I kind of never assumed there were so many people in my immediate life, like, going through their own spiritual situation and wanting to talk about it, you know?
Yeah, definitely having a lot of different people come on, talk about different perspectives, and, you know, I think that that'll help a lot of people without you even realizing it, and without the people even realizing it, because sometimes I'll listen to podcasts, and I'll be listening and they'll mention something and I'm like, how did they know? Or, like, you know, I stumbled upon this podcast and it's directed to me. Like, you just feel like, how is someone else going through exactly what I'm thinking? And it might not be the exact same situation, but they have the same feelings about the situation they're in as I have the same or I have a feeling about the situation that I'm in. And it just, you know, you just feel like you're not alone.
Yeah.
So
I'm honestly just talking to friends and clients and people the way that I always do every day, except now it's just, like, in a microphone. But what I've learned and what you just said is people, we are so pattern oriented and we are all so similar. And I think that we just isolate ourselves mentally because in a way we get something out of that. But when you work with the public or when you work with so many people, I think it's neat to see just how we have, like, three ways to tick and react, and, like, we're really not that different from each other. So I'm not surprised, and I feel the same way. I'll listen to something and it just resonates completely entirely with me, because, again, we're so similar. And I think finding out how similar you are is how people can find a more peaceful existence, not feeling alone, feeling part of something, and living in faith that they are part of something, you know, part of one mm-hmm. whole experience. So it's good. I love doing it. I think it's really fun.
I think it's good that you're doing it.
Thank you. If you could say one thing, one message, your last message to any and all brides listening right now, what would you say?
I guess I would say that, you know, I know it seems like this is the end of the world and you're freaking out and there's so many different elements that are all bubbling up to the top that you don't know. You don't know what's going to happen. The unknown is so unknown, and this is such an unprecedented time that no one's been through before, and that's what I keep saying to myself. Like, no one has been through this. Not one person has been through this. What I could think as a comparison to this is maybe 9/11 and brides in New York City, like, mm-hmm. half the time.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing that I could think of being close to this. It's not the end of the world. At the end of the day, like I said earlier, you're marrying the man or woman or man mm-hmm. that you love, and that's all that matters. What matters is being healthy enough to wake up every day and live a full life with your future spouse, fiance, and, you know, you're going to start your life together. It just may not be in the timeline that you thought. And, I mean, for me, I have an amazing love story that a lot of people think is fate, and that's what I just keep looking back on, is look at your story, look how much you've overcome, because everyone has overcome things, and just know that everything's going to be okay, because at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
That was really, really well said.
Trust me, about this every day.
So. Oh, and then I guess, would you, how's Jimmy handling it? Is he chilling?
I mean, all he cares about is that golf courses are opening on Friday, so.
I'm sure he cares about your mental state as well, so.
Yeah, no, he does. He cares. He definitely cares. He's been very, very good. I mean, he comes home every day and sits down and is really present and, you know, says, how are you feeling today? Because, like I said, I always have something different to mm-hmm. say. Mm-hmm. Like, today he's going to come home and I'm going to be like, we have these soft date holds. Like, which one do you want? We need to decide right now. And he's going to, like, you know, be like, all right, she's an overwhelmed Lindsay today. But he's been really good. He's been patient and calm and, you know, really letting me take the lead on whatever. I mean, at the end of the day, he looks at, you know, things in a financial state. So mm-hmm. he's like, would I rather have a backyard wedding and spend no money and look at what's important, the fact that I'm getting to marry you? Yeah, but I'm willing to wait a year, wait 2 years, wait whatever we need to do to get married in the way that you want. Mm-hmm. So he's been really good about it. So I have to give him props. Shout out to Jimmy. He's been a really good fiance.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, you will continue to be in my, like, heart and soul. And obviously we'll do our best to, I don't even know, plan and just keep me in the loop. I told them earlier that I'm doing your hair for your wedding. I'm like, we have a date, but we don't know as of right now what's definite, what's not. So just keep me in the loop with what you're doing. And, I love you for coming on here. I think it was a perfect little episode for people to tune into.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Let me know how many viewers I get.
I will. You know, I've been, like, overwhelmed a little bit with how many people are downloading it. It's, like, a little weird, like, because I use this host site, and it tells me the downloads daily and then weekly and stuff, and I'm like, what? But it's cool. I'll let you know for sure.
Okay, and I will definitely let everybody know I was on it on my social media sites, so just let me know how I can do that.
I will. You're actually probably going to be scheduled not until May 27th to air, okay? I know it's like a month. Well, maybe I'll do it sooner, but how this works is, like, I record it and then I have to edit it and then I, like, put it out, so I have all these other episodes in queue, but I'll move you around. Maybe I'll do May 20th.
Okay, well, let me just say, future me, I hope you're having a good day and you're not ripping your hair out. And I also hope that you know if your wedding is on or off.
Yeah, you definitely.
When I listen to this, when it airs.
Yeah, so. You will. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Good stuff.
All right. Love you, Linz. I'll talk to you shortly, okay?
Love you, too.
All right.
Okay, sounds good.
Bye,
thanks
girl.
For having me on.
Yes, of
bye,
course.
Guys.
Bye. All right, so we had a slight change of plans, Linz, and we posted a little early, so you might not know the date situation right now, but I do hope that you're finding some peace right now and some joy and holding on to faith and just the goodness of the moment. Any brides that are listening, just know that you're valid in your feelings, whatever they may be, but hopefully you can have peace outweigh the anxiety that goes along with this whole COVID-19 wedding planning situation. If you want to listen to kind of how it feels to be on the other end of things, definitely check out Jasmine's episode. She is a bridal makeup artist and owns a bridal freelance company. So trust us, like as a vendor, she's somebody who understands what's going on and can definitely extend empathy to you guys right now. It's like just crazy. We wish we had more answers through every situation, but we don't. So it remains to be seen. So right now, control what you can control, which is the way you're going to choose to feel about what's happening. So either way, Linz, love you so much. Thanks for coming on. You're the best. And everyone else, enjoy your evening and your day and the next day and so on and so forth. I will catch you guys later.